You are now listening to the Black Girl Nerds Podcast.
Five, six, seven, eight. Holla, boys and girls, it's the BGN. Coming from the Marvel world to the DC friends. All the way from Hollywood to the PCN. She defends everyone from sleazy men. Won't apologize for spitting Shonda Rhimes. The space that we make is never colonized. Talking games and movies and actors.
Words?
Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Black Girl Nerds Podcast. My name is Jamie and I'm your host.
Happy Women's History Month. We are pleased to present to you a woman that is making history right now in her own right, and that is Marissa Thomas. Marissa Thomas is a woman who is a patient advocate and breast cancer thriver who was diagnosed in 2015 at the age of 35 with stage 2 breast cancer. She is the co-founder and CEO of For the Breast of Us, an inclusive community for women of color impacted by breast cancer. As a woman of color diagnosed with early stage breast cancer, Marissa co-founded For the Breast of Us to provide women of color with a resource tailored to us for personal accounts expressed by us. She's here to talk about her journey as well as what she is doing now with a new venture also called BaddieCon, how women can educate themselves and navigate the healthcare system and have it work for them. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Black Girl Nerds Podcast with Marissa Thomas. And what inspired you to co-found For the Breast of Us? That's your organization, which has grown substantially. So what inspired you to co-found that, and how has it grown since its launch?
Well, I was diagnosed at 35, and I knew that there had to be other women out there who were being diagnosed at the young age, not even just women, but Black and brown women in particular. And I just couldn't find them. One night on Instagram, when I was searching the hashtag breast cancer, all I seen were images of white women, you know, white women in their Instagram accounts sharing their story. But I'm like, no, there's got to be more women out there like me. And so I met up, I knew of some other survivors that I had met on Instagram. And one of them, Jasmine Sowers, who's the co-founder of For the Breast of Us, her and I had kind of connected on Instagram and exchanged messages, and we were going to the same breast cancer conference. And so we decided to meet up there and we just started talking and we shared some of the same values and issues in regards to Black and brown women in the breast cancer community. And so we wanted to create a community where Black and brown women could share their experiences and their stories from their perspective of what it was like being impacted by breast cancer and create a community for them so they can connect with other women easily.
Isn't it interesting how, because that's my story too with Black Girl Nerds, is that I went on Google and typed in the term Black Girl Nerds, and on Google Images, I just saw images of white women with wearing glasses with black frames. That's what Google thought a Black Girl Nerd looked like at the time. So it's just so interesting that, you know, we as Black women have to create these spaces for us because the mainstream media and just at large, it just seems like, you know, there's this perception that Black women and women of color, that we don't have these same issues, these same struggles, that we're not in these specific spaces. So congrats to you for creating this space and creating a community where other women that look like you can find you and be able to share resources and feel a connection.
Yeah. And I don't even necessarily think that it's society at large, you know, doesn't think that we need this or we're out there. I think it's just the way how the algorithms are set up on social media and even just on Google. It's not, you know, It's not there for us. It's not, when people, I mean, even if you were to Google breast cancer, like images of breast cancer, most of the images are going to come up with white women. And it's just, and I think that that just goes across the spectrum. Like you said about Black Girl Nerds, same thing. The images and things that pop up first, unfortunately are, and I guess I don't want to say unfortunately, but the images that pop up first are of white women. And so that is the reason why, we're changing the narrative because we have different outcomes when it comes to breast cancer. Some of our treatment is different, is tailored different to us, needs to be tailored different to us. Some of our outcomes to the treatment is different. And, we just want to make sure that Black and Brown women understand that and know, one, that they're not alone, and two, like just because something's happening to them, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's wrong or that's not the way how it should be happening. For example, when a Black or Brown woman goes through radiation, the pictures that they see is that your skin turns pink. For Black and Brown women, that's not true because radiation is just like tanning or getting a sunburn. Your skin is going to turn black and dark, and so you need to be using products. So that way, once you're done with radiation, hopefully you can, heal the skin in a different way.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a whole conversation to be had around how Black women and women of color are treated by their doctors and the disparities and the inequities there.
Right.
As a breast cancer survivor and thriver, what has been the most transformative lesson that you've learned throughout your journey?
I guess the one thing is, everybody's experience is different. It's unique to their own, no matter who it is. And just that there are so many resources out there and tools for us to be able to tap into that even I didn't know when I was diagnosed or even just after diagnosis. And I think the biggest thing that we are trying to get out there to the country and people at large is this, that just because once you are quote unquote done with treatment, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're done with all these changes that have happened to your body. And also that there are a lot of women living out here with stage four or metastatic breast cancer. And so they will live with that for the rest of their lives and they don't finish treatment. Sometimes they may take a break for whatever reason, but they will always be on treatment, lifelong. And so getting the word out there that stage four metastatic breast cancer, it can be deadly, but there are women that are living with it and they're living long, and to give them a platform so that way people can understand what that means, what it is, and how their life is transformed from that.
Breast cancer, it can take a toll, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally. How did you find the strength, and what advice would you give to others facing similar diagnoses?
Definitely don't be afraid to tap into any mental health resources that you have. Any of the thoughts or feelings that you have going on, they're normal as much as they may not feel normal. And so having somebody that you can unleash all of that to, somebody that's unbiased. I'm sure that some of us have friends and family that we can talk to and they, offer a shoulder to cry on or an ear to listen to, but they won't understand what you're going through. And you sh because you want to have all the stuff that you need to unleash, you shouldn't have to temper it because of who you're talking to. So find some mental health resources out there so you can be completely honest with your feelings and your thoughts, and then they can help you navigate that for sure. What else would I say? Again, like navigating survivorship, everything, every day is different. Some days are great days, some days may not be good days, and that is fine too. And you just figure out what that looks like for you. Everybody is completely different. And however you decide that you want to navigate that or move forward, that is completely up to you, and that you're right.
Absolutely. For the breast of us, it's definitely a much needed space for women of color in the breast cancer community. What specific gaps in support or resources led you to create this platform?
I mean, again, just not being able to find, a centralized place where we can meet and connect with people. We have a private Facebook group right now called Breast Cancer Baddies, and there is close to 4,000 women in that group. These are all women who have been impacted by breast cancer. Some of them are caregivers, and we have some women who live, outside of the United States as well. And it's just a safe space where they can connect with each other, again, share resources and tools, and then also ask questions without feeling like they have to temper down whatever it is that they're asking. So just being able to create those type of spaces and then activities for women, a lot of us, breast cancer connects us, but we're all living some of the same things, whether that be, we're single mothers or we have husbands or partners. We're trying to navigate the workplace plus, deal with this diagnosis. So being able to connect with other people who are going through those same things and they can just get it, but then also realize in the background, there's breast cancer that played a part.
That and definitely make sure to get tested and get those mammogram checks when you are available to get them because it's so important. My mom is a breast cancer survivor, and it's really bizarre that some of these doctors they give you the option for 3D imaging versus the I guess the traditional standard mammogram machine and. She asked for the 3D imaging, and that's how they found it. And it's like the 3D imaging needs to just be the standard. That shouldn't be an option. So I'm glad that they found it. And she got a lumpectomy, and they were able to get it out. But yeah, just definitely get those mammograms. I get mine. I have to get mine done every year just because it runs in my family. But yeah, I'm glad that you created this space because it's a very important. I think women need to be very knowledgeable about it, especially if it runs in your family, to get tested and to know as much about what is going on with the disease as possible. What are some of the biggest misconceptions about breast cancer in communities of color that you aim to break?
I think one of, especially talking to some of my family members, I think one of the misconceptions, and I guess I don't even necessarily want to say misconceptions, but it's also just, not knowing or, lack of knowledge is, when you're actually supposed to get a mammogram, how to do a correct self breast exam. If you do, or not even if you do, but know your family history so you can know how to move forward, and then definitely just advocate for yourself, like you were saying about your mom. It's not even necessarily the doctors, which they're always the quote unquote first to blame. It's just our healthcare system and the insurance companies. Like the reason why they don't offer those is because the 3D imaging is more expensive. That's not our fault as patients, but the only way that you could get pushed for that type of testing is for you to advocate for yourself and say, this is the type of testing that I want. Even if they come to you and say, like, okay, it's going to cost more. Okay, but at the end of the day, if I can figure out what it is that's going on, or if I can have this testing that'll help me, maybe for some people that will have them say, still give me that testing, and then also realizing like, money shouldn't be a barrier, but it is a barrier for a lot of us. So even though your healthcare provider or the healthcare system may say that it's going to cost more, that shouldn't stop you because there's always charity care or financial assistance that you can apply for. Even if you aren't accepted at 100%, even a little bit is better than nothing. When I was going through treatment, I applied for financial assistance and, they only granted me a 50%. 50% discount is way better than paying 100%. So I think it's just changing that mindset to get people to think differently about it.
Yeah, that's good to know. I mean, definitely try your best to not let the money stop you from getting the technology that's going to be able to help detect any sort of cancer cells in your body, versus going a avenue where it would be less expensive because your life is precious. Money comes and goes, but you only have one life to live. What inspired you to create BaddieCon, and what's the mission behind that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess just to give some of your listeners some background on what BaddieCon is, it's called Breast Cancer BaddieCon Survivorship Reimagined. And one of the reasons of wanting to create this is, it'll be the first type of event that's specifically tailored towards Black and Brown women who have been impacted by breast cancer and their caregivers. And, it's time. We need a space for this. We need to be able to go into an event where we see doctors and professionals that look like us, that we can trust, giving us the information that, we so need. When I hear from women in the community and the questions that they have, a lot of the topics that we're tackling are things that they want to hear, whether that is, financial, or excuse me, family history and genetics, how they can help navigate their survivorship from financial planning, navigating the workplace, and then just understanding what health disparities is and how we can all tackle that together. So being able to bring women from all over the country, Black and Brown women together who have been impacted by breast cancer, so we can learn together, connect, and just celebrate each other. It's definitely time and it's a space for us.
And your organization emphasizes personal storytelling. Why is it so important for women of color to share their experiences and their own voices?
Well, one, because all of our stories are powerful and it should just come from that one person. And, just so other women out there can realize, again, that they're not the only ones that are going through something that's similar. We get a lot of women who read the blogs on our website and say, oh, wow, like I'm going through that. Or I didn't know that that was an option for me. Now I'm going to, talk to my family or my healthcare provider about it. So I think hearing a first person story, like it's personalized, and so you can have a personal connection with it, but then also just realizing that there's other people out there who are exactly like you.
Indeed. Well, I really appreciate you coming on our platform to talk about your personal journey as well as the work that you're doing with For the Breast of Us and with BaddieCon. Is there any other information that our listeners need to know about what you have going on next?
I mean, sure. When it comes to BaddieCon, we still have some spots available. So if any of your listeners, whether they are, a breast cancer survivor living with breast cancer or even just a caregiver, I would encourage you to come. It's going to be a great experience. And just so you can meet other people in the community and build a connection with them. So definitely tap in and come and join us. We would love to have you there. We also have a virtual meetup that we do called Batty Boost. It's the first Wednesday of every month. So if you can't make it to BattyCon, definitely join us virtually for that. And then sign up for our newsletter or watch our social media. You can find us at For the Breast of Us, and you can stay tuned for any other events that we have coming up this year.
And just so we can get that information, BaddieCon is located where and on what dates?
BattyCon is in Atlanta, Georgia, March 7th through the 9th.
And the virtual website where we can join virtually if we can't go out there?
You can check our website at breastofus.com.
Awesome. Well, Marissa, thank you so much for coming on to Black Girl Nerds. I really appreciate the conversation. You're doing amazing, amazing work, and I'm wishing you all the best out there. I wish I could go out. I was just in Atlanta not too long ago. I wish I could have gone to your event that's coming up, but I might have to check it out virtually and have my mom check it out as well.
Yeah, this year it's not going to be virtually, but if she wants to join
Oh,
the group
okay.
yet, but definitely next year in 2026, this is our annual event. So if you can't join this year, definitely look out for next year. We would love to have you and your mom there.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
The Black Girl Nerds podcast is produced by Jamie Broadnax. The opening theme song to our show is written and performed by Samus. Various instrumentals are performed by Samus, Sky Blue, and Shubzilla. You can find various episodes of the Black Girl Nerds podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Audioboom, Google Play Music, and Spotify.